This one man was so graced that he preached to thousands, and they were converted to Christ. Not only that, but his writings make up almost 30% of the New Testament. He's the writer of the New Testament, if you will. Of course, the Holy Spirit is. But so this man, by the work of Christ in him, has made an enormous impact on the future of the world, because he's made such an impact on Christians. And these writings his writings are one of the treasures of the church. I'm reminded of a tradition about Saint Jerome. Jerome was one of the great expositors of the Bible, and also the one responsible for translating it into Latin, so that the whole Roman world, except for the Greek part of the Roman world, could read it. Well, there would be times he was living in his cave in Bethlehem and pondering, and sometimes he'd pick up the scroll and he'd throw it across the cave and say, "Paul, you don't want to be understood." Well, he did want to be understood, and Jerome knew that. But you see the Lord's plan. Just think, if we all let the Lord convert us to that depth, how different the world would be, how different the community would be, how different the neighborhood would be. So on this day, and we're going to have a retreat today, let's pray for this deeper conversion. I live now by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. See, that's the heart of Paul. He knows he was on the wrong track, and a lot of it was pride. And somebody's cell phone is going, isn't it? What's that? The sound system beeps. Why? Whatever it is, it stopped, so we're okay. But you see, what drove Paul was love. See, I live now, the life I live now, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. That was so clear to him. Jesus' personal love for him. And that's why he preached. And he was, you know, graced with great power in preaching. Thousands were changed by the words that came from his heart and entered into the heart of those who heard him. And so, you see the trouble the Lord went through to get him. He's on the way. Remember, whatever you do to the least of my brethren, you do to me, right? So he was persecuting, in fact, killing some of the least of the Lord's brethren. He was not, normally speaking, a good candidate for this job. But he was so touched by the mercy of God. So touched. And he gave his whole life to telling people, as the Lord told him to do. And so, but he went through the regular channels. He was blind. He went and sat in that house in Damascus. And a certain Ananias, who was a disciple, came because the Lord sent him and said, "Get up and go to the street called Straight and ask at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is there praying." And then, and in a vision, that's now this man, Ananias. He had seen a man named Ananias come in and lay hands on him that he might regain his sight. That's Paul, saw that happening, ready for it. Ananias, Lord, I've heard many things about this man. The evil he's done to your holy ones, including killing some of them. And now he's here to imprison all who call on your name. But the Lord said, go. For this man is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before Gentiles, kings, and children of Israel, and I will show him what he will have to suffer for my name. And so Paul went. Now, you know, Paul suffered a lot. Do you remember how he tells the Corinthians that there was an angel of Satan, an emissary of Satan, allowed to come and beat him more than once and afflict him with disease? So he said, 3 times I asked the Lord to take it away. And the Lord said, no. My grace is enough for you. Therefore, he goes on, I will gladly glory in my weakness and in my sickness, so that, because when I'm weak, then I'm strong. And the glory of God will hover over me. So he's saying, I'm okay with this suffering now that I understand. It's first place to keep me humble, but it's also to purify me so that I can tell the world about you. And that's the heart of Paul. Also, he had great affection. His favorite group, in a way, were the Corinthians. Why? Well, like ask any mother with a wayward child. Because they caused him more grief than everybody else put together. And so he wrote 2 letters to them. He wrote 3, but we lost one on the way somehow. But that's Paul. So what drove Paul deeply was his love for Jesus Christ. That's what drove him. And we can all, we're going to receive the Lord Jesus Christ in our own bodies in just a little while. See, we can pray for the gift of that kind of love, that kind of forgiveness. You know, he got beaten up a lot, and he forgave everybody who ever beat him. That's not easy. And so, then when they look for a gospel to rhyme with all of that, they take this ending of Mark. Go into the whole world and proclaim the good news to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. Do you remember? It was in Corinth, I guess, when these guys were amateur exorcists. And they were trying to drive a demon out of a guy. And it wasn't working. So finally, they thought, they'll try this. In the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, leave. And the demon said, the bunch of them that were in this guy, Jesus I know, Paul I recognize, but who are you? And then he beat them up. So exorcism is not a thing you want to volunteer for, you know. Anyway. So today is a wonderful day to have a retreat. Ask Paul to pray for us that we all have a conversion today.